bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Drive is live. I'm sorry, Clint, Tyler. I'm flabbergasted by this. I'm trying to think if Clint, like, all right, man, we got some things happening. We got to do things a little different in the family this year. We're gonna designate some meals or some sides to different people. Like, if you giving something to a non-cook, like, there are so many side dishes at Thanksgiving that you would hand to a non-cook to knock out, as opposed to macaroni and cheese. I am just flabbergasted by that.
Well, I think this is a two Americas conversation.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think
in my family, I don't give a damn who makes the mac and cheese. If it's good, I'm gonna eat it. If I'm not, I'm not. I mean, I think there's a real two Americas here, Bub. It don't matter. And there's not one dish that is like specific to a certain grandma.
There is no side dishes, even in, please, this is how we learn. There's no side dishes at Thanksgiving that are more important than others. Right?
I think there are side dishes that are generally speaking more appreciated than others. Sure.
What would be the one? Like, what's the side dish in your?
Well, I think that's more predicated on like what somebody's making versus what the item. Like we don't walk in going, the mac and cheese is going to be fire. You know what I mean? But whatever
that side dish is, I don't know if it's green bean casserole, yuck, or whatever it is. You ain't handing that off to a first timer, to a non-cook.
Well, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if there is one. My mother-in-law is an unbelievable cook, and my father-in-law, just from a meat perspective, can cook anything with the best of them. I don't know that there's a side dish that is like, nope, so-and-so's got to make this one. This has got to be an experienced hand making it. I don't know, and I'll go all the way back to my mom's side of the family, which is a little bit more outside the city limits, a little bit more home cooking, probably relate. Yeah, I don't know if there's ever been one.
Tyler, give me some help here. Well, there's got to be some side dishes or some dishes for Thanksgiving that you don't just pass to anybody.
One of ours in our family is the mac and cheese.
Thank
100%
you.
Every year.
What do you mean, thank you? He's the one that's cooking it, Ron.
Regardless if I'm partaking in it or not, I just know there's got to be something at the table. It's just like, all right, man, just anybody can't bring it, or just anybody ain't responsible for it. Like at mine, anybody just can't bring in the dressing. Anybody just can't bring in the mac and cheese. Anybody just can't bring in the yams. All right, man, you know, we'll take a chance on, you know, some green beans, maybe some corn, you know, maybe some other stuff. But those three, can't nobody just step in and say, hey, I'm going to take it. No, sit your ass down, okay? Sit your ass down. Grandma Nina, you got the dressing. All right, like, so, I mean,
Hopefully it came in the game.
I'm sorry. That is, you just hate. And even if you say it's the two Americas, well, Reggie's mama's in that America. And she didn't just toss over mac and cheese to just.
Yeah. I set that conversation out. But when you brought Tyler and I into it, I was like, well, I think this needs to be, the precedence needs to be set. There's some context here.
Yeah, like
I
someone.
Just like, I mean, my grandmother, like, I remember my grandmother was the strawberry cheesecake, but it was like that strawberry cheese. Don't try to bring strawberry cheesecake to the party if Mamaw's got it. It's over. Like, you're wasting your time. But that wasn't because it was strawberry cheesecake. It was because hers was so unique that it was like, all right, that's it. It seems like mac and cheese is much more protected in your America.
Yeah, if someone texted in, this is not my America, but someone texted in, my mother is the only one allowed to make the potato salad. Okay, not my deal. But, I mean, you just don't go walking in, handing off, hey, man, what you doing? Here, you got the turkey, Clint. Okay.
Yeah, but Ron, like, see, he brought up the potato salad. Like, I feel like in the two Americas, like over here on this side, it might be anything. It might be cheesecake. It might be potato salad. I feel like in your America, it is yams, mac and cheese, and dressing. It is dressing,
collard greens. You can throw collard greens in there too. You know, everybody just ain't making no collard greens. But also, your ass ain't just running up pecan pie either. You ain't just going to run up in here and just, hey, man, I'm going to try it.
Try it out. Right, but I think if you polled five white families, pecan pie might make the cut in two. I think if you poll five black families, I think every one of you, you're going to have the same answers. You can give them five shots. Four of those answers are going
to
be the
Maybe.
Same.
Maybe. I'm just saying, I just know there has got to be some dishes even in white families for Thanksgiving that you're looking forward to. Tyler just said the mac and cheese in his house. There's got to be some that you don't just pass off to Sterling.
Tyler said the one dish he's responsible for, which should speak volumes for
him. I'm just saying, that's what the whites used to do. Maybe I'm wrong on this, Tyler. I just don't believe Sterling is a big cook. And we're not just going to pass off turkey to Sterling.
For the record, I don't cook the mac for my family. Like, that's reserved for my mother-in-law. Like, year in, year out. I mean, I made it for our potluck here for the company, but it's that big a deal. The mother-in-law is like, everyone knows she's doing it. It's going to be done the right way.
Hey, Ron, I wish you could see him right now. There ain't a lick of smile on his face. He is dead-ass serious about this mac and cheese.
Hey, I get dead-ass serious about Thanksgiving food.
Pull the sleeves up. Hey, y'all listen up real quick. I don't do the mac and cheese.
I do fry the turkey. Not that that's, you know, overly difficult. You need to be safe.
But. I think black-eyed peas may fall. I'm trying to think of, like, what items would be on every white America.
Dressing's always my grandma's.
Multiple choice.
I'm glad you said dressing. I thought most in white America was stuffing.
Stuffing? No, not this family.
No, we're dressing as well.
Milner's, man.
Text line coming in, with all due respect, Ron's got diabetes. Right, your mama. And second, and your grandma. Listen, we whether she's with us or not. Listen, it's Thanksgiving. Hell, everybody talk about food on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm enjoying. I'm trying to learn here. It's created some.
My whole thing was, I almost fell out of my chair when he said the dish that it was that she was throwing at him to just make.
Oh no, I knew. I heard your chair start to squeak. I knew you was gonna go off the deep end on that one.
My man, I'm just saying.
Hold on, so
like I'm telling you, if they came to me right now and said, "Hey, Ron, can you knock out the greens?" I don't know. That's a good idea.
Hey, you got to start with the rolls or something, don't you?
Hey, not for Thanksgiving. Not for Thanksgiving.
You got to start with the bread or the pumpkin pie or something.
Maybe just like a random Sunday in March. Hey, I'll give it a whirl. But not Thanksgiving. Y'all not about to put that on me. Not until Thanksgiving.
I think, Ron, you ought to show up with have your kids each carry one of greens, mac and cheese. Hey, I'm taking it over this year, guys. I'm going to let y'all know what I'm doing here.
Hey, that thing will be sitting in somebody's oven. Hitting. Not getting cooked. All right. I just know. Well, there's 713-572-4610. There just has to be dishes in your home where you're like, nah, man, rookies. This ain't one on Thanksgiving. Rookies just get to try out on.
Yeah, I want 713-572-4610. I want to hear from some of our Caucasian listeners. I feel like I'm probably in the minority from a relative to, and I know randomly like there is somebody that cooks something, but is there a standard? Like, could you guess like at a sterner Thanksgiving, like these three things are off limits if you're not 65 plus and been cooking for 50 years?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, I've been a part of several of them, man. I can't think of one item. Black Eyed Peas, maybe?
Yeah. Eh. See, it's not, Black Eyed Peas is more of a New Year's for my family.
I don't know if we've ever had Black Eyed Peas on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Text line coming in, Ryan, why does Thanksgiving have to be a racial thing? Man, everyone's family has a certain thing to look forward to. Color ain't got a thing to do with it. Why don't you go listen to another show? If you're this sensitive and you took this as a, I think this is not the show for you. God, go away, please. This is in no way a racial thing to you. Take your sensitive ass on. There's another show you can go listen to that you'll really feel comfortable with. I'm sure you can find one. Jesus.
One of them all white ones, huh? I knew that's what you were shaping your mouth to say.
Why don't you go listen to one of those ones that make you comfortable? Jesus. They're sitting here. It's two on one. Hell, it's two white guys talking about it. Nobody make it racial.
Hey, it's Rick Kamla.
I'm trying to learn from you.
Hey, Rick joined it. Rick, another white guy jumped in here.
There it is. Tricky Dick.
Tricky Rick.
And I'm a white guy, but my family is dressing, so.
Hispanic. There it is. Thanksgiving. Must have rice, beans, potato salad, tamales. I'm sure you just ain't having some rookie guy who tells you, hey, when's the last time you made some tamales? I made them once. It was fine. He's not bringing them over for Thanksgiving.
That is a good point, though. That's a good bring up.
Italians have gabagool.
You know, that's a good bring up. Tamales have always been a staple at the Sterner Thanksgiving. I forgot about that.
Really?
They've always been a staple. I don't even know where I don't know where it started, but ever since I can remember, there are they're bean. There's three different kinds: bean, pork, and beef. I think, if I remember correctly, there's always tamales with a bowl of beans. I mean, with a pot of beans too.
Man, that sounds good too right now. The way you I might have diabetes the way you just spoke that up.
Well, maybe that is the Latino. That's the Latino influence growing up in the dirty, growing up on the east side over there.
Still can't believe you stole my tamales at one time. Now I'm pissed off.
Hold on.
That just took me back, and I'm
that
angry.
That word was brought up, and he just.
I flashed back to Nam.
Tamales.
I didn't steal all of them.
It doesn't matter. You stole like half my order really of tamales doesn't. From the company fridge.
Well, I mean, of all people, I thought Tyler would be the guy that has a sharing heart, man.
Yeah. Maybe if you asked or if I offered, you just came to me after a commercial break and you said, hey, AT. I definitely just ate the rest of your tamales.
Gee, they're really good.
He goes, hey, and he just rubs it in. Hey, they were good, man.
They were tremendous.
I don't know if it was that.
I mean, you should be thanking me, Ronnie. Should be thanking me for not going back to sec for a second. Be honest with you, I'm just being fair.
Oh, I know they were good. I had some of them. I just didn't get all the ones I had.
It sure enough crossed your mind, didn't it?
Oh, no
I know question. It did.
But I was a better man. I was a better man in that moment. See,
no, man.
Someone text in cranberries. Cranberry sauce is very important. Is it as big in my house? Now, we ain't just rolling out a can, but is it as big as my house? No, but sure. You ain't just say, hey, Reg. Hey, why don't you take care of that cranberry sauce for us?
I'm going to tell you, I think it's a myth. I think that's an old time.
I'm just saying if it's important to you. This person texted in and said, cranberry sauce is an important thing at our house. We don't just let anybody take that on. I'm with you. As Mama said.
Did they claim which America they were part of? Could you tell?
I got
what was
I got,
the name?
Hey, no, I can tell you. I don't need a name. I got that one. I know which America
that
is.
Came with cranberries, you knew which side it came from.
Yeah, huh? It ain't black or Hispanic. I tell you that much. All right. Coming up.
That's good. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Let's have a day, baby.
Hey, coming up. There is some news with the Texans as a 4.5-point underdog in this game. There is some news that's out about this game that could be very helpful for the Texans and their chance to win it. We'll let you know what that is coming up next.
Guys, yeah, good.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we are here on this this holiday week. Happy Thanksgiving, as that is coming up soon. The next couple of days to everybody, a fun conversation. For most people, a fun conversation we had where we get to learn multiple Americas, three Americas that rolled in here, maybe a fourth or fifth slid in here as well. But it was a good conversation that we had in the last segment. Coming up, Danny Cannell at 3 o'clock. Big, big college football weekend, specifically here in this state. We'll hear from Danny Cannell coming up at 3 o'clock. You don't want to miss his thoughts on the big game in Austin coming up on Saturday, or coming up this weekend. Clint, Shane Steichen spoke yesterday, and I think it kind of goes into something that I know I saw yesterday, or saw Sunday, with the Colts when they played the Chiefs, and that is Daniel Jones isn't completely right in the leg area. Here is Shane Steichen talking about the injury that Daniel Jones is dealing with right now.
All I got for you is he's got a fibula, and that's it.
Well, can you? Is there any light you can shed on that? Because I got to be honest, when you say fibula, that's a bone, and it sounds bad. I'm not saying it is.
I'm not going to get into the specifics, but okay. He's out there, he's playing, he's practicing, and he's good to go.
Well, it's good to know that you have a fibula too, Clint, and you have one as well, Tyler. So we all have fibulas, but.
Thank God.
It's all Shane's giving us. But no, Clint, he is definitely not moving. You know, Daniel Jones's legs was a big part of his game and is a big part of his game. I don't think they're using him this year in the same framework that they did that one year he was with the Giants when they went to the playoffs, where he rushed for like 600-700 yards or something. But they still use his legs. He still has 5 rushing touchdowns. And they will do the quarterback run game at times just to give that threat with Jonathan Taylor. And I'm telling you, Clint, I watched him Sunday. He is not moving well at all. So that part of the game seems like that is gone with the way he is moving. They cleared out one play where he was able to get like 5 yards on a first down, but you could tell, man, he was not moving well at all, and it took forever for him to get out of bounds. So I think this is something that part of their offense and Daniel Jones's game is out.
Yeah, look, I think it's something major to watch, that's for sure. I mean, I got to believe, just knowing Daniel Jones and his skill set, knowing Shane Steichen and his background, is that there's no doubt about it that when need be, in a perfect world, he is going to use his quarterback's legs to level the playing field. He's going to use his quarterback's legs as he needs to in bigger games, must-win situations, playoff games, late in the season, games that'll impact the seeding for the playoffs. I think the plan, if everything's healthy, is, okay, we're going to be a little more aggressive in using his legs. We mentioned the early season schedule for the Colts wasn't real difficult. And so, you know, they were able to run the football with the guys that they're paying to run the football, throw the football effectively, win games, score a ton of points. So maybe there wasn't a big need to use his legs. But there's no doubt about it that they would like to, especially in a division game that means as much as this game does versus a defense like our defense where you don't want him sitting back there like a pinata with these guys firing off the edges. That could create a major problem for Indy and ultimately could hurt him worse. And so you'd like to use his legs in a perfect world against his defense to keep everybody honest. If there is an injury that is keeping them from using him the way that they want him to, that's a major story and something that we need to keep an eye on moving forward this week.
Yeah, well, you got Will and Daniil who are not really concerned with him keeping it, right? Like on those handoffs, which is a part of their offense, and they run a lot out of shotgun. There's not a lot of, especially the Daniel Jones I saw watching trying to move around and run whenever he tried to run. Like that, there's not a lot of fear that he's going to keep it and run the ball like he did earlier in this year. Like I said, he's got 5 rushing touchdowns, and these aren't just, you know, quarterback sneaks. Like there are some where he is, you know, really using his legs. So I think that is one to watch. Clint, and to me, that even adds even more to my thinking in this game. Which I think the Texans defense deserves this. I have high expectations for the Texans defense. And I know the Colts are going to be very motivated, but we've watched 2 out of the last 3 games, Clint, that lesser defenses, because everybody is lesser than the Texans, because the Texans have the number one defense in every metric by stats, by eyes, by everything. They've got the number one defense. And just last week, man, they got 255 total yards, 10 first downs, 5-3 and outs. Taylor was held to 58 yards rushing, and they scored 20 points, and 7 of those points came with them starting to drive at the 2-yard line. So, I mean, and then a couple of weeks before, the Steelers got him for 5 sacks and 6 turnovers, and Taylor only rushed for 45 yards. I think the Steelers and the Chiefs are clearly the Chiefs are a top 5 defense. The Steelers have been bad this year. But both those defenses are lesser defenses than what the Texans bring to the table. And we know this is probably going to be CJ kind of coming in for the first time in a month playing. You really need your defense to lead the way like you need them to every game out. And we've seen 2 out of the last 3 weeks the Colts offense, which is the number one offense in football, be stifled by lesser defenses. I have a lot of expectation that the Texans defense really, really dominates this game.
Yeah, look, I think that's very, very fair. Every game moving forward, I mean, this defense can create problems in a way that not many defense, if any, but not many at all, can create. I mean, this is a different animal to play against. The ability to rush the passer and cover down as sticky as this team can cover. And it's not just the corners. The corners are great in Houston, but everybody else has a knack, and some of them are depth players, has a knack to play the sticky coverage that's necessary in this particular style. Now, if you can hold the football, which good luck to you, but if you can hold the football, then you're going to find some guys open downfield. You're going to have some guys open that are able to reverse field and maybe use some change of direction to get open, boy. But, I mean, the route tree, the timing route tree is out the window versus this particular team. Now, we haven't seen them. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but we haven't seen them versus a really good RPO team. We haven't seen them versus a team that has a quarterback that can run the football and willing designed runs. I know obviously Josh can run around, but there was no the shocking thing is there was no designed runs in that game Not even any of the read plays, by the way. But there's something there with Indy that they bring something a little, other than being one of the top teams in the AFC, I'm talking about just stylistically bring something a little bit different to the table. Confident throwing the football, confident running the football. We'll throw a little RPO in there as well as some progression game.
Rams do a little bit of it, but not as not as much as
The Rams are who I was thinking, but I always talk about the Rams were so early in the season that was really the first game Devontae Adams and Stafford had played together because Stafford didn't do anything all preseason. So I got that little caveat I think matters to what they're doing schematically. So the Rams are the one team though. You're right that I think would probably stylistically throw some of that stuff out there. And I know all teams do it, but I'm talking about guys that do it and know what the hell they're doing.
But they don't have the element of the run portion of the run pass option is really scary with Taylor.
I'm anxious to see it versus what we do defensively. I think we're going to be fine and we're going to dominate anybody. But this is a challenge that I don't know that
it's definitely a challenge. Yeah. Definitely a challenge. Yeah, they've got a lot of weapons. They do a lot of things with the tight end Warren and a lot of different receivers. So yeah, they've got a lot of options. But again, we've watched here recently, not just a couple of them. They've faced defenses that have a pretty decent track record. They've been able to hold them down, and I just expect that the best defense in the league, especially what they have been doing to teams, should be able to do a similar thing. All right, coming up, this has been a conversation a lot with the quarterback position here with the Texans, and I want to discuss it with you guys and the people, and it's the demeanor. CJ's demeanor, how real is this? How big a deal is this? And do you think this is a real difference from what Davis Mills brought to the table from a demeanor situation to CJ Stroud?
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The question of demeanor at the quarterback position for the Houston Texans. How real is that? How big a deal is that? And I think that's been one of the biggest conversation pieces, Clint, is, you know, in terms of Davis and CJ Stroud, that I think it's a real conversation piece. And that is, all right, is we clearly see and we hear D'Amico talk about it a lot is, man, Davis, you know, his demeanor is great. There is a level of confidence. It's a positive thing that he's talked about after some of these games. And I know for the last couple of years, there has been thoughts of CJ and, you know, sometimes his demeanor, how he looks and how he handles certain situations. How big a deal do you think this is when it comes to those two guys?
Which two guys? I know.
What you're talking about with Davis? Just Davis and CJ, their demeanor, how different things are. It seems like that's a big conversation piece. And I guess to me, where it's getting to, do you think this is affecting how CJ goes about it negatively affects the team? And does Davis's demeanor and how he goes about things, do you think that was a big source of strength for the team in this stretch?
I think Davis's demeanor is very real, very authentic, very, very convincing. You know, there's no ups and downs in any aspect of his life. The way he lives is the way he plays football, is the way he approaches life, is the way he approaches football. Like, I think it's very convincing, good, bad, or indifferent, regardless of how you feel about. I know some people probably heard him talking about, you know, being emotionless and thought about, well, this is the problem with me, and they don't share their emotions. I mean, like Davis is an even keeled dude in every aspect of his life, so it's very, very easy to buy into. I think the jury's still out on CJ Stroud. I think this is a big question mark of who CJ Stroud is as a leader on the football field. I think that is. We talked about the taking the bull by the horns in the offseason. Somebody need there being a real opportunity that for somebody to take the bull by the horns with this offense, and I think that is closely related to how CJ Stroud handles, you know, being that leader and taking the proverbial bull by the horns. And so I think the jury's still out on CJ. I don't think we know exactly what CJ is going to be night in, night out. I can tell you that the demeanor changes significantly with how well he plays or if he wins games. Mm. And you've
been in situations, hell, you play the position he plays. Do you think his teammates can really feel that, and does that affect them?
Oh yeah, I personally think it does. I think what we're talking about, this isn't a Davis Mills conversation. This is a CJ Stroud conversation.
Well, I just think Davis in comparison, we watched Davis over the last few weeks and he virtually was the same kind of look and feel. And like I was talking to Tyler about this, we were kind of workshopping this thought. Like one of the things that jumped to me is in that last game against the Bills when they had a lot of the momentum, and then the Bills run that 97-yard kickoff back, and then they put the camera on Davis, and Davis still had that same demeanor and look on his face, but he was just nodding like, all right, game on, let's go. You know, and it wasn't like I'll keep it real. Like, you could see CJ be over there like, damn. You know, like there are sometimes you
can – it's not easy.
You can see that feel, and I do think the team fed off of that, and I think that is a very real thing.
Oh, look, I think a Davis Mills advantage and a real power for him is that stability and that never being overwhelmed, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, never getting too high, never getting too low. I think that's very, very real. Look, I don't think CJ doesn't have to be the guy that's always even keel. He can be a high and low guy. I just think it's more of a – I don't think CJ has found himself yet as a leader. Personally, I don't. I don't think CJ has found himself and is comfortable with himself as a leader of an NFL organization. And I don't know if that's he never will be that alpha leader, or it's just kind of he's working his way into it. I would imagine, for instance, that Davis Mills would tell you that what he went through his rookie and his second and third year in the league.
Yeah, probably helped him.
Helped him get to a point. It validated what his father had taught him his whole life of don't show emotion. Stay even keel. Don't get high. Don't get low. Just go out and perform. Right? Like, it validated that of like, boy, I have been dealt some awful cards here. But I'm going to go out there and I'm going to steady this ship every single day. And he was challenged. And so I would argue that that helped develop who Davis is today. And I think C.J. Stroud is still in that phase of developing the type of leader that he wants to be. We've seen C.J. Stroud come into the league as the guy that did no nothing, did everything, hung on every word that every coach said, went out and had a great year, overcame some crazy odds, some crazy injury situations, had a tremendous year. We've seen him, okay, now it's second year, expectations are through the roof, and now you've got a little bit of input in what you like, what you don't like, and he's backslid ever since. Now he's gone through some adversity over a year and a half. Now he's gone through an injury where his backup played really well. Like, how does he handle that type of adversity and this type of pressure? I think it's going to define who C.J. Stroud is. But to answer your question right now, Ron, yes.
It affects the team, you think? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. It potentially can. It potentially can. You know, I don't think, again, I don't think it's coincidence that D'Amico Ryans made it a point after the second, maybe it was after the first game, that Davis Mills won. I don't think it was a coincidence that he got up there and said, look, our team fed off of Davis Mills being calm. Like, that's what you want your quarterback to do. And the thing is, you don't want, or not that you don't want, but it's hard to really buy into, boy, my team fed off of my quarterback or off of my leader as we were skull dragging somebody, right? Because it's easy to be a leader when you're winning, when you're rookie of the year, when you're throwing touchdowns, when you're not throwing interceptions. It's in those moments where you are struggling, like we saw Davis Mills, whether it's a Tennessee Titans game or digging the hole against Jacksonville. You know, those are the moments that define you. And I think Davis does a really good job in those moments. I think the jury's still out on C.J. Stroud and how he handles those particular moments.
Couple of texts coming in. Rookie C.J. was so even-keeled at 23. The fact that we're even having this conversation is kind of crazy at this point. Like, transformation is crazy. Someone else texted in, he's just too emotional and up and down. To the last one, I mean, we, Clint, you know it. There have been emotional quarterbacks. Hell, I think the best of all time was an emotional quarterback. I don't know that it's that. I think the way it comes off may affect. Well, maybe we're talking too much, because I don't know how much.
No,
I don't know how many guys in there don't believe in CJ, right? But it is clear, though,
it's not about believing in and not believing in. It's about what we just talked about. In the moment, does the head coach, do you go out there and overcome crazy odds? Do you go out there and win a game late? Do you go out there and navigate adversity? And does the head coach go to the mic and say, man, we fed off that being calm, man. The whole team felt it. Like, that is what you're looking for with C.J. Stroud. And by the way, this is a tough conversation for – I don't mind having it because I don't give a damn what anybody says. But, like, this is a tough conversation for a lot of people to have, because I think C.J. Stroud – we've talked about this before. Like, I think C.J. Stroud's natural facial expressions and body language are on the pouty side. You know what I mean? For a lack of better terms, it's just like I think he naturally has a pouty look to him, even when he's just chilling, when he's just sitting there, just hanging out next to the coach in the locker room after the game, and he is not engaged. He's just, hell, he didn't play. He's in a damn beanie. He's just standing there. But if you want to pan the camera over there, you can make the argument that it looks like he's pouting. It looks like he's not happy because Davis Mills went out there and played well and the team's winning and he's not enjoying. And I think he just naturally has, unfortunately for this conversation, he naturally has that kind of look to him.
And I think people
use that in this conversation. I don't think that's fair.
And his leadership style is different, right? His leadership style, at least the leadership style that he seems like he's trying to find, Clint, is more uplifter leader than maybe, you know, the take control or looking like, you know, he's this. It's more of like, hey, man, we got it. And I know you talked about it. You wish that there was more of an assertive leadership that we would see outside. And I think that's another part.
Well, I think this is the reality, Ron, is like, and from a distance, I'm not in the building, I'm not privy to that information, but it appears that C.J. Stroud really struggles with the holding guys accountable, the uncomfortable side of leadership, right? Whether that is the O-line at times, or that is wide receivers at times, or it is, the offensive coordinator multiple times. I think there's been times when it's the head coach. You know, there's like you – I think in those moments, those are when real leaders take over an offense or take over a huddle. And I think those are probably uncomfortable situations for C.J. Stroud. And he's got to get comfortable in those moments or it's going to be tough to take this thing over.
All right, let's go hear from our guy Danny Cannell. Huge, huge weekend of college football, especially with the Longhorns and Aggies facing off, which have huge ramifications for the college football playoff. We'll talk to Danny Cannell coming up next.
There is nothing more insufferable than an Aggie team on a win streak.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.